The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to talk about WhatsApp because it's become the go-to messaging app for most people. We've seen headaches that can arise with it. Just ask the British government about all of that. HR companies have raised concerns about the so-called WhatsApp Wild West being used by employees. No policies, unclear communication structures, and the chances for lines to get very, very blurred. So what are the do's and don'ts of using WhatsApp in the workplace? Well, I've got with me Managing Director of the HR Head, Terry Sue Cosgrove. We'll talk WhatsApp in a moment, but that business, can you be turned down for a job because you're overweight?
Well, that depends. What are the guidelines for the role? So if you, let's say you have to pass a fitness test for your role, so maybe it's, you know, Garda Síochána, fire service, and there's an expected level of
fitness.
But if
it's not mentioned in the spec, it should not apply.
Well, then you shouldn't be turned down based on that. You know, yeah. You know, can you meet the requirements of the role?
Yeah, I presume, though, employers are always looking to the possibility if someone is potentially ill and going to go missing all the time because they're ill, they may decide, well, I'm not going to take a chance on that person. I'll go for someone who looks lean and mean and fit and trim.
Well, just because someone looks lean and mean and fit and trim doesn't actually mean that they actually are. And so you're getting into a whole area there. Are you discriminating based on the looks of someone before bringing them onto the role?
And the skinny person could be lazy as hell.
Absolutely. So personal appearance states nothing about the person's ability to do the job. So if you're going to be turning down someone based on looks in a role, you're getting really into hot water and you're leaving yourself wide open for...
Okay, so employers, beware.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about WhatsApp. I mean... Where does the problem actually arise? Because it's ended up in the Workplace Relations Commission, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And we've seen multiple cases. It's what's actually happened is WhatsApp has exponentially grown. It's one of the most popular messaging platforms in the world.
Everyone has a phone in their pocket, and if they want to talk to a colleague, WhatsApp is quite easy rather than logging onto Teams or whatever.
Exactly. And we have a lot of your workforce might be out in the community. So basically what I'm saying to employers is, do you have a communications policy in your workplace? Are you setting out the expectations of what's being shared on WhatsApp messages? Because what we're seeing when we get down to the WRC and indeed the Labour Court is we're seeing that loads of data, private data, company data, data exposing customers and clients is being shared on WhatsApp. And so basically you're seeing that employers don't have control of what the data is being shared on these WhatsApp groups.
Now, WhatsApp promised that it's encrypted from start to finish. So just because you put it on WhatsApp, if it's sent to a particular person who's entitled to that information, it's perfectly safe.
Well, no, it's not, because what's happened is you can screenshot it, you can forward it on, you can take recordings, you can so WhatsApp, you know, you can attach files to it. So what I'm setting out to employers is, because when we go down to the WRC, is that it's so important that you have a communications policy in your workplace. You're setting out what the organisation is using WhatsApp for, if you are using it, because it's very handy. You know, we know people typically respond very quickly to WhatsApp as opposed to emails. So why you're using WhatsApp in the workplace, what's it going to be used for, who is going to be the administrator and the community. You're setting out the guidelines and you're allowed to do that in WhatsApp. But if you have your policy setting it out when you're onboarding your employees, you must train them up about how they're using WhatsApp in the workplace.
Now, there's a question of privacy here, because people will have one phone and one number. Now, some people will have two SIMs and therefore they can have two WhatsApp accounts, but one number will only get you one WhatsApp account, which means you're going to be mixing up the personal and the business on the same account.
Yes, you are. And that's a very true statement. But what I'm saying to employees here and employers, so myself and yourself, Pat, may work together, be really good buddies. I put a group of us together and we're talking about, you know, instance of like we're a subgroup away from, you know, the normal channels. It's been managed by an administrator and a manager in the workplace, and we're sharing work data and work details. You know, if you're the business owner, you've lost control then at this stage if these subgroups are being set up. And so, for example, I've you know, with the HR head, we go into companies all the time. We do investigations and we also, represent employers and employees in the WRC. So what we're seeing is that they're sharing, they're making employees say, I was making a protected disclosure, or I was telling my boss, you know, I was being bullied on this group. And so when you lose control of these WhatsApp groups in your workplace, basically you have an undercurrent and you don't know what's going on in your business. And so we've seen instances where, complaints have been raised up by employees. Someone sent a message from the wrong group, you know, then you go in and you investigate and you find, okay, there's loads of information here. Company data has been shared, our customers' data has been shared. And so employees can lose their job if you investigate it and you find to say, OK, well, this isn't in line with our policies and procedures in the workplace. But what is actually happening is that I've seen before when you've gone in to look, let's say it's a private WhatsApp and someone makes a complaint on the group. It's no longer private, even though you and me might be sharing information. I think it's a private group. It's nothing to do with work. But now a complaint has been made from somebody in the group that's had access to this data. It might be bullying or a toxic work culture. Then, and that's put into the, you know, the company. Yeah. Then so you don't have that information anymore.
What right does the employer have to access this information if WhatsApp is on your private telephone number? Now, if the company supplies the phone, that might be a different matter and is paying the bill.
Yes.
But the employer says, hang on, I want to see what's going on in this group. And it's all on private mobile phones owned by the employees. What right does the employer have to inspect this stuff?
Well, so if a complaint has been made and has been shared by somebody that's in the group, or you've come aware that this group is ongoing and there is information in it, then you can actually, you know, there can be terms of reference of an investigation set up, and you can go out to the employee and you can ask them to disclose what information they're sharing on their private WhatsApp.
But would they have the right to inspect the phone and what's on?
You could absolutely ask the employee to hand that over.
And the employee says, no way. Because there's all sorts of information about what I did last Saturday night and with whom, and I do not want to share that with my...
Well, you'd be asking for the specific information on this group. So they may be in breach of policies that you have there. So you'd be setting out, this is why it's so important that you have a communication policy in your workplace. Because if then you'd be setting out very clearly in that to your employees, you're setting out your stall, this is how we expect you to behave. This is how we expect you to, in your own private WhatsApp groups, what the standard of conduct. We do not want you setting up these subpar groups. So, you know, there's an undercurrent. So you set that all out in your WhatsApp policy underneath your communication policy in the workplace. It is so, so important. So,
and what about the WRC? I mean, how au fait are they with all of these kind of problems?
Very, very. So I think when we are going to the WRC, I have not seen a submission by a complainant, someone that's bringing the complaint to the WRC that doesn't have WhatsApp messages in it lately. They're full of them. So, you know, for example, we had recently a case before the WRC where an employee's role was terminated after investigation because they had sent an offensive message to an employee, multiple offensive messages to an employee. But when they were terminated, but when the employee brought their case down to the WRC, you know, the employer won it, and the employer was actually had to pay an award of over 20,000 to the employee because what had actually happened was what had happened was that they hadn't done the due diligence on the investigation. Yeah. Other information wasn't shared that had happened on the WhatsApp afterwards, because it was a complaint around Family Guy, a Family Guy meme, and there was innuendos in it. But the employee said, I was terminated of this. Was this fair? Because it was, you know, it was just a meme. So you've got to be very careful about these memes that you are sharing. But the adjudicator found that the termination was an extreme measure, and he had suffered. And, you know, the bottom line is the employer is on the hook for these fines.
Okay. And I'm just thinking about other platforms that people might use. I mean, if they share stuff, and one of the problems with not making a telephone call and texting or using WhatsApp or using any of the other platforms for communication, Twitter, notoriously, is that nuance and subtlety is lost. Whereas you're telling someone something and there might be a laugh in your voice, it might be a joke, just stick it down in cold print and it can be misinterpreted.
Absolutely.
So, you know, something that wasn't intended to be bullying in cold print can shout bullying, you know.
Absolutely. And emojis can be offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that over and over again. I mean, we've seen even the Garda Síochána Conn have gotten in trouble recently with, you know, guards sharing WhatsApp messages of information that they shouldn't have been shared. We saw pre-COVID, we saw, you know, Boris Johnson over in the UK, there was FOIs, Freedom of Information requests made about WhatsApp. So every organisation in Ireland, whether they're government, they're small businesses, are using WhatsApp.
So they should have their policies and protocols laid down. This text coming in, anyone who uses a work phone for private use is daft. Your employer owns everything on it. If you need a phone for work, use your employer's. He should provide it. It's daft in the extreme to give your employer all your private data, your photos, etc. In other words, if you're using your own personal phone and the employer insists on looking at it. That would not really be acceptable. Surely not just a WhatsApp issue. This can happen with Microsoft Teams, with emails, with SMS and plenty of other apps. That's according to Tim. I mean, people
Absolutely.
Communicate in all
yeah.
sorts of things.
Yes.
An employer has no legal right to inspect an employee's personal or private phone.
If it's a work phone, absolutely they do. But if they can,
if
they have not given you a phone, but let's say a complaint is made about conduct that's happening within a WhatsApp group, and that information is disclosed by an employee to the employer, and you're involved in that somehow, well, they have the information. So you can ask.
Well, you mean the other party, who is the offended party, can show the WhatsApp?
Absolutely,
messages.
They can share it. They can absolutely
share
it.
So although you can't look at the genesis of that WhatsApp exchange because it's on the private phone of the individual who's the offender, you have the evidence anyway.
You have the evidence, exactly. So employees have to be very careful. If you're being added, and we see this, you're being added to these groups, and sometimes these groups can be turned toxic and, you know, they're not in your best interest to be in. So it's really important that the employer sets...
And then if you're excluded from WhatsApp group, you're being bullied.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had an investigation where it was a manager that wasn't trained up that kept removing an employee from a group and adding them back in again. And that was found to be bullying, yes.
This WhatsApp discussion is an example of the litigious society that Ireland has become, and our insurance in this country is sky high as a result. What do you say? I mean, you're in the business of law.
Employment law, yeah, and HR. Absolutely. I think that employers beware. You have to have employers. It's the last thing. You're very busy running your business, and your procedures and your policies and your contracts are the last thing mostly that you're going to put your focus on. But it is so important. And I think once you get burned, you'll never look back. Not only is it important to have your contracts and your handbooks, but you need to train your employees up on them. So, you know, you're reducing the risk in your business of this.
Can a manager ask to be joined to a staff WhatsApp group?
Yes, absolutely.
They can. But they can say no.
well, then you'll be setting out, well, what is in this group? Okay, so you're setting out why you're having these WhatsApp groups and what is the community guidelines. So, you know, and it comes underneath the dignity at work policy, that, you know, the right to disconnect. So, for example, you know, we've seen loads of codes of practices that have come in over the last 3 years. And one of them is the right to disconnect. And, you know, these groups, sometimes they can be very, very busy. I know you can mute them, but they can be out of social hours. So employees may feel that they're never off work because, you know, one employee might, you know, be bored in the evenings and still talking about work.
Okay, they shouldn't be setting up subgroups, says your guest. Your guest is hardly saying that work colleagues just can't have WhatsApp groups at all. How can that be regulated? Since the day dot, people have made friends through work, sometimes very good friends with whom they chat with and socialise and even go on to date and even marry. I did that myself, says our texter. In the past, those people would have chatted about everything, including work, while out for a walk or out for a drink. So that's the old days.
Yeah.
So you could do it. You could bitch about your manager all you liked when you were out for a walk, but you dare not do it on WhatsApp.
Absolutely. I would absolutely advise all employees not to be putting anything on a WhatsApp that you're not comfortable for your manager or your boss or any of your employees to see, your colleagues to see in the first place.
All right. Well, look, it's a very interesting discussion and it sparked quite a lot of comment from our listeners. Terry Sue Cosgrove, Managing Director at the HR Head. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.